Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm just calling it like I see it. I was unbelievably wrong about Kenny Pickett. I've admitted that. The Steelers also were wrong about Kenny Pickett. So if you're going to get mad at me and not trust my quarterback analysis because I was wrong about Kenny, then why should you trust Mike Tomlin and the Steelers? Because they thought the same thing of Pickett. Brian McFadden, who played with Brian Clark, is going to join me at 4:15 to break down this big move. Sometimes I hear BMAC and I think he's in favor of this signing. Other times I've heard him and it sounds to me like he is adamantly against it. Ryan Clark saying that this is another move that keeps the Steelers mired in mediocrity. I can't disagree with that. And maybe you do. Kabali walked back a little bit his stance from last night where he said the Steelers would win the AFC North with Aaron Rodgers. He yet again said he's not convinced Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph. But he did say if Keenan Allen signed here, he'd pick the Steelers to win the division. So I thought that was interesting. How about you? 412-928-9370. Donnie, percentage chance the Steelers win a playoff game this year with Aaron Rodgers? I'm putting it at 10.
I was going to say 20, 20 to 25. I mean, I guess that's better than what they normally have, or it's about the same as what they normally have. But yeah.
Do you think it would change dramatically if it was Mason instead of Rodgers? Like, would you drop it to 1% or something like that?
I'd probably drop it to like 5 to 10.
Okay. So you
closer to 5.
You disagree with Mark. You are convinced that Rodgers is better than Rudolph.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that a team, especially like the Steelers, that they're too proud to ever take the philosophy of having a down year. But I just think that a step back, or maybe even two steps back, would be able to have them go 3 or 4 steps forward. That was my whole reasoning for them going with Mason Rudolph this season. Because I thought with him, they're probably looking at 9-8 at the very best. And at the worst, it's like 6 or 7 wins. And that actually sets them up for a spot to be in the running for one of those quarterbacks that'll be there in the 26th draft. And people want to jump and say, well, look at how many picks they have. Look at all the compensatory picks. I get that. But a lot of those compensatory picks are in the middle rounds. And that's fine if you want to have a lot of middle-round picks. It's going to take your top picks to move up. So let's say the Steelers do, with Rodgers, go 11-6, but still lose in the first round of the playoffs. They're still looking at somewhere between pick 20 and 24, like they really always are. To move from 24 to, let's say, 10, that's going to take some capital to do. And it's going to take at least one first-round pick, maybe a second-round pick, and then maybe one of those compensatory picks. Like, those moves get pricey, especially when it's a quarterback on the other end.
I think, gun to my head, Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, but it's close enough where I would go with the younger guy and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle like you did with Rudolph at the end of the 2023 season. Donnie, are you convinced Aaron Rodgers is better than Justin Fields right now? convinced.
I'm not as convinced there. No. I wanted to see more from Fields last season. You know that. Fields is the guy that I wanted them to bring back. I thought it was the most logical choice for them. And I'd be lying if I said there wasn't some part of me when they meet in week one that doesn't want to see Justin Fields go off on them a little bit and either put up some points and beat them or just outright beat them,
and why
no matter
is that?
How ugly the game looks. I wanted the guy to be their quarterback. I wanted them to give him more of a chance. I wasn't saying the guy would be a future Hall of Famer, but I thought he made the most sense, and they seemingly burned that bridge, or they didn't want to bring him back. So they're going to get to face him to start the season. And I hope they're ready to go.
I mean, that would just be a disaster if they lost to him in week one and Fields look good. There'd be so much egg on friggin' Tomlin's face, you could make an omelet out of it if that happened, dude.
And to make it even worse is that what are we about to hear for the next 3 months? We're about to hear a lot of excuses that begin with, well, he played for the Jets, guys.
Look at our callers today, the ones that have been pro Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been nonstop.
And I get that. I think the Jets are a bad franchise, but that'll make it look even worse.
I'm sorry. I keep bringing it up, and I have not heard a good rebuttal yet. How do you explain the last year for him in Green Bay? It's not Achilles related. They were 8-9. Well, the coach wasn't good. The team wasn't good. Not true. The next year, Jordan Love in his first year got them immediately to the playoffs, and they won a playoff game. His last five games, he threw 7 touchdowns and 5 picks. He's old, man. He's too old. There's a reason why Tom Brady is the only quarterback in the history of the NFL who had a winning record as a quarterback at 41 years old who played a full season. It's too hard. The game is too demanding. And that's not a slight, it actually is not in any way a personal shot at Rodgers. It's just asking him to do too much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.